May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Well, our first hymn sort of set the theme for the sermon this morning. Christ the Healer, we have come. The second verse, for every ailment flesh endures, our bodies clamour to be freed. Yet in our hearts we would confess that wholeness is our deepest need. And the distinction being drawn there between being made sort of better in the sense of our ailments cleansed and that difference between an inner wholeness, which is our deepest need, a healing which takes place somewhere deep within. So that sets the theme, and it's from our reading from Luke's Gospel this morning, chapter 17 and verse 11. There's something wrong with humanity. There's something that's dreadfully amiss. I was listening to Jeremy Vine's show this week on radio. Jeremy and I like this, you know, since I went on to talk about Wookie the cat. He was talking about the problem with humanity, and he was referring back to an experiment done by Stanley Milgram, in which, I don't know if you're aware of it, they got a box that gives electric shocks, and they got people off the street to come in and administer electric shocks to someone else. Basically, they asked questions, and if you got the question wrong, they gave you electric shock, and the voltage increased every time you got a question wrong. So these people off the street come in, volunteers sitting in a seat, give electric shock, and they didn't know, but the person they were giving electric shock to was an actor, and they would scream, ah! And the results were quite staggering at the time. I think they said 65% of people who came in off the streets eventually administered 450 volts to the people, you know, kind of near-death experience. And the point that he was making was that people will, under the right circumstances, with an authority figure telling them, go ahead, give them a blast, that they'll do it. And looking at how, therefore, you can get into situations where, say, in the Holocaust, people would, you know, gas other people and put people into ovens and do all kinds of unspeakable things. And as you look across history, you can see that there's not something wrong with German people. There's something wrong with all people. You look at the terrible things which go on across the world. You see the atrocities that took place in Kosovo. You see just recently the terrible things that happened in Kenya, in Nairobi. I mean, unspeakable things. I mean, people died, but the things that went on inside the shopping mall just chill you to the core, and you say, what is wrong with humanity? And I was listening to Andrew Parker, who's the chief of MI5, who was speaking this week, his first public speech. And he warned of threats which face our national security. And he stated that terrorist cells in the UK have become more diffuse, more complicated, more unpredictable. And that since 2000, we've seen serious attempts at major acts of terrorism in this country once or twice a year. Major threats, and he referred back to various failed threats, one of which was a 7/7 copy using rucksack bombs, and people being given 260 years in sentences in prisons. And he says that the threat of terrorism in the UK is under substantial threat, and we can expect these things to come up every 6 months. And you think, what's going on? What is wrong with people? And then you get to this reading today where Jesus is talking, and it's incredibly relevant. This passage from Luke's Gospel this morning, where Jesus uses a meeting with some men who have skin diseases, leprosy, whatever, we don't know exactly what it was, but they had skin diseases. And he uses this episode to make a radical point, not about the skin diseases, but about something which is much deeper inside people's souls. If you read the reading in Luke's Gospel, don't bother Luke reading now, but in the commentary I've picked out certain words which I think are words which stand out from the text. And there's a few of them, but perhaps the most important word which stands out from the text about this healing this morning is the word Samaritan. That's the word that screams out of the page. 9 people went off, 1 came back. Oh, and he's a Samaritan. This is the word that really resonates. He's the key, this Samaritan. And Jesus makes a point about this Samaritan man. Now, if I said to you the word Samaritan, I was trying to think of a way of doing a sort of a quiz this morning. You know that game show on the telly where they say, we said to someone, clothes. 50% of people responded with the word, trousers. 20% said, shirts. You remember the program? Oh, come on. Do you watch telly or what? What's the program called, Corey? Family Fortunes. Have you not seen this program?
Yes, sir.
Oh, grief. You're all too busy watching Trisha or something. Well, there's a program on the television where they say a word and you think of a word that goes with that word. And I wanted to try and find a way of testing you all. If I said to you, Samaritan, what would you say? There's lots of goods coming back. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. We tend to associate the word Samaritan with the word good. But of course, when Luke wrote his gospel, when Jesus did his healing, that's not the word that would have come to mind. That's not the word. The word might have been foreigner. They would have all been negative words. They would not have been good words. So Jesus is making a really important point this morning. The sad thing about so many of the threats which come against our country and against other country, the source of many of the problems, I dare say most of the problems across our world with man's inhumanity to man, come from religious fanaticism. Religious fanaticism and religious hatred and prejudice. And Jesus never knew that Andrew Parker, as head of MI5, would be speaking about this religious fanaticism. But he did lay down in the reading today a really important teaching which goes to the heart of the poison which infects relationships in our communities and across the globe. And that Samaritan characterized for the people who heard it, heard the reading and saw what was going on, he characterized that same religious hatred that so often is found across our world today and which causes the terrible wars and atrocities which are taking place. And Jesus is making a statement today, a radical statement about inclusivity, about outsiders and how we regard people who are different to us. If that word Samaritan is as important as it screams from the page to me that it is, this reading isn't about, you know, Jesus healing people and making their skin better. It's about Jesus teaching people a lesson about how we think of others who are different from us. And it can be any kind of difference. It can be about nationality or race or gender. It can be about anything. It can be about which school you go to. It's how we differentiate ourselves and make ourselves better than them. That's what it's about. And we all use different ways of justifying everything from killing and exploitation. And the challenge is on today from this reading to see if we can see people as Jesus sees people. Our church responding to the warnings of Mr. Parker, the head of MI5, by trying to be as inclusive as Jesus was. It's remarkable to think, you know, that those 10 men with these skin diseases, they'd learned to live together. They wouldn't normally have lived together. The Samaritans didn't live with Jews. They really disliked each other. And because they had this condition, they'd learned to live together. Because they knew they were, you know, in need, they managed to become one. They walked around together. And wouldn't it be wonderful if all of us could learn to put our differences aside and learn to live together like Samaritan living with Jew? We use all these kinds of ways to draw barriers around ourselves, believe that we're different, believe that we're special, and we somehow need to understand God's embrace. which is much wider than ever we could imagine. It's something our world needs to hear, and it's something prophetic. This is something prophetic which we as a Christian people can bring. Something which teaches about Jesus' radical way, which stops us from becoming insular and self-serving. The love of Jesus transgresses boundaries. And we've got to be like that. Jesus' people characterized by a welcome, a willingness to share that liberating message. And share it indiscriminately, not just to those who adhere to our creed. It's an unconditional loving acceptance which Jesus has. And so we have got to copy that example. Remember, the Christian way is to bless even those who persecute us. That's the Christian way. And it seems to me that unless we learn that lesson, we'll continue to descend into this ever-increasing hostility with futile acts of war. I'm not sure how it happened, but thank God that we stepped back from the brink of another act of absurd aggression against Syria just recently. Who would have believed that after all that we've learned over the past years, that we would even consider escalating violence by bombing another country? And thank God for all of those Christian leaders who spoke with a single voice and said to the politicians, no, you mustn't do this. Thank God for them. And that's a prophetic voice of the Christian church speaking to our society, saying you've got it wrong. You don't decrease violence by bombing others who are inevitably going to find that you're bombing innocent people. So the lesson today is packed full of challenge to us about behaviour and about how we treat others. It might not be Samaritans, but you can use that word Samaritan to mean so many other things that we use to, in one way or another, put people down. And that Samaritan, you know, he goes away and he's made whole. He's made, well, in the words of that hymn, he finds that wholeness, his deepest need, is filled. He's not just made well skin deep, he's made well right inside of his soul. And the challenge for us is to be made whole inside as well. To let God work in us so that we too are changed deeply. And that's what happens on the pilgrimage of faith as we walk with Christ. One of the most wonderful characteristics of the Samaritan is just his sense of gratitude, his thanks to God. His heart's moved to say thank you. And what a wonderful thing it would be if we could make a change in this world by displaying the openness to others that Jesus called for and the sense of gratitude that was displayed in the response of the Samaritan. Amen.